Empire Brewery owns 22 acres of land off Route 13 and wants to grow the hops and barley there to make more beer in order to meet increasing demand. The beer would then be sold in grocery stores across the state. Senator Chuck Schumer paid a visit yesterday and promised to push the U.S. Department of Agriculture to approve a $200,000 grant to plant the seeds of expansion at the Empire Farmstead Brewery. But he says it goes far beyond just one brewery.
New Farm will be a hub for agritourism and education. And guess who's also going to come and learn all about the brewing industry? Our students at SUNY Morrisville, which is our agriculture college in the SUNY system. So it's really going to help create Central New York as a hub of craft brewing.
If you look at the craft beer market share, we're at about an 8% market share.
That's David Ketleski, owner of the Empire Brewery and president of the New York State Brewers Association.
Oregon's at a 38% market share. Colorado's at a 28% market share. Even Vermont is close to a 30% market share. So we, as New York State, have a lot further to grow.
Ketleski says there has been growth since the mid-1990s, when Empire was one of only 10 craft breweries in New York State. Now there are more than 160, and another 100 or so are in the planning stages. But what about oversaturation of the market and impact on big-name breweries? Senator Schumer says he actually talked to Anheuser-Busch and parent company InBev, which runs a plant in Baldwinsville.
You know what Budweiser said? Their main competition are not the craft brewers. Their main competition is wine and
distilled spirits
and things like that. So the more interest there is in beer, the better for them.
Schumer says beer distributors are also happy because it means more business for them. If Empire Brewery gets the USDA grant, Ketleski says he'd have to hire at least 50 more people. Scott Willis, WAER News.